Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number is 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. I'd like to do a little more, then we're going to go to your calls. I know you're very, very upset, and I understand that you want to speak, and I want you to speak. I think we're at cut number 9, Mr. Producer, March 2020. I guess Charlie was 26 years old, Rich, 26 years old, with his book, The MAGA Doctrine. He loved Donald Trump, loved him. And I think it's fair to say, and the president said it himself, he loved Charlie Kirk. Cut 9, go.
And you look at this progressive movement, which is really the child of Marxism, Hegelism, Rousseauism, pushed over 100 years ago.
By the
ago.
Way, Charlie knew everything I was talking about. He knew about every one of them. Go ahead.
Likes of Woodrow Wilson and John Dewey, Theodore Roosevelt, and others. You can see it has devoured one institution after another, the media.
Mm-hmm.
The media work from the perspective of the left, social activists, as progressives. You see it every day. You see it on their Sunday shows. You look at Hollywood, same thing. But our public schools, that's where the targeting
was
taken. Don't teach math without teaching it in a social setting. Don't teach chemistry without teaching it in a social setting, a social engineering setting. And it has an impact on society at some point. As the progressive movement, the radical progressive movement, where there was some resistance in the Democrat Party, you had some moderates, some so-called centrists. Has it devoured that party now?
I hope not. I mean, actually, for the good of the country, we should want at least moderate Democrats to have a voice. And there's nothing good for the future of our republic, this gift that we've been given, to have the opposition party go full Rousseauian Marxist. I'm so glad you mentioned Rousseau, because that he was the gateway to Karl Marx. And Plato is really the gateway to Rousseau. And what the big conversation is...
You're well-read, the Republic and so forth. Good.
Thank you. And Aristotle and Plato, who, of course, was the age-old student and teacher dynamic, of course, Socrates taught Plato, Plato taught Aristotle. But Aristotle disagreed with Plato on one fundamental thing. He disagreed on a lot, which is private property a good thing or a bad thing? Plato said, bad thing, get rid of private property. Plato also argued against the nuclear family. Aristotle said, no, I think private property serves a role. I think that if you try to take people's stuff away, all of a sudden you're going to take away their meaning and their ability to pass on wealth and ideas to the next generation. This divide between Aristotle and Plato is playing out today in our politics. And we have to understand that Bernie Sanders does not believe private property is a right. And we kind of skid away from this as conservatives. We don't mention that in the original drafts of some of our founding documents. It was life, liberty, and private property. And you informed me this at a young age by listening to your radio show. Now, why is that important? Well, if you don't believe that being able to own private property is a right, Well, then, of course, we can take away one-sixth of the American economy and health care. If you don't believe private property is a right, then you actually don't own your own speech.
This is a great point. And, you know, Madison did an entire essay on private property, how it's more than physical and material. Private property is what's in your head.
Bingo.
Private property is what you have to say. Private property is crucial. And the reason why the left rejects private property is it's one of the barriers against their agenda, against their ideology. And that's why they attack it constantly. They don't care about billionaires because they're really attacking the so-called middle class.
That's exactly
right. It's the middle class whose wealth is redistributed, who is controlled with their health care and all the rest of it. They can talk about billionaires all they want.
That's right. Well, and going back to Rousseau to kind of complete the point, he was one of the most amazing hypocrites in philosophical history. He was someone that argued that private property was the worst thing ever, yet he lived like a plutocrat and as essentially part of the 1%. And so to your point, you have people in the so-called ruling class that are arguing for Marxism. What they're really arguing for is more power and control for themselves. They actually don't want to live under the very proposals that they are offering to the populace or offering to the people, and they're offering to the citizenry. And so what I think is so instrumental here, though, is if the left had their way, what would they allow in terms of private property? Because they would take our guns away, they would take our speech away, they would take our right to privacy away in the Fourth Amendment. And so this is a fundamental disagreement right now, where if any journalist had an ounce of integrity, they would look Senator Sanders in the eye and they'd say, do you believe private property is a right? And he'd probably try to dance away from it, but eventually he would say no. And that's the core debate that's happening right now.
And what is private property? Private property is the management of your physical and intellectual labor.
Yes.
You get up in the morning, most of us, you work, and you go to bed at night. You get up in the morning, you do it over and over again. Your existence on the planet as a human being is linked to what you create, to what you develop. That is the manifestation of your liberty, of your human being. So if somebody steps in and says, you know what, you don't have the right to this, and we're going to redistribute that, and so forth and so on, then what they're saying is, I'm going to attack your individualism and your liberty, no?
That's exactly right. And John Locke taught us this. And John Locke was one of the philosophical inspirations of the American founding. And he moved us forward hundreds of years philosophically and brought us right up to the precipice of the American Revolution, where he had the correct and brilliant revelation that everything you think and everything that you believe and everything you invest in as a human being is your own property. And the left actually hijacks this language against us. They use it incorrectly when talking about life and talking about abortion. They say, well, it's your body, your choice. Well, that's a deeper discussion for a different time. However, what they're trying to say, they're trying to play on the tendency of young people to want to be free. They're arguing that human beings should have sovereignty over their own choices. That's really what they're getting at, which is actually a Lockean natural rights argument for governance, that our rights come from God, not from government. Bernie Sanders doesn't believe rights come from God. I don't even know if he believes in God. And that's an also very important point, which is the left, as it's becoming more and more Marxist, it's increasingly become more secular.
Mm-hmm. And he had a few choice words for Tim Kaine the other day, too. And then finally, then we'll take a short break and get to you folks. It wasn't that long ago, a couple months ago, I played Charlie Kirk's epic defense of the State of Israel. Epic. Charlie came under attack by the Islamists. I defended him. Some called him an anti-Semite. I never called him an anti-Semite. I know anti-Semites. Charlie was never one of them. And I came to his defense over that, too. Prime Minister of Israel Netanyahu put out a beautiful statement a few hours back, celebrating Charlie's life as an American patriot, supportive of Israel, and said they had talked about him making a visit to the Prime Minister in 2 weeks. That's all posted. President of the United States hasn't said a word since the news came out that Charlie was shot. I mean verbally, has he, Mr. Producer? I suspect he's extremely upset. As we all are, the whole country is, those of us who are patriots. But anyway, this is the way it went. June 2025, Charlie reacts, and it's an epic defense of the state of Israel and Christianity. Cut 10, go.
You know, I first heard of Charlie Kirk many years ago, actually, when he was an organizer on college campuses, really fighting back, really pushing back against the dominant radical left ideology. And he's a very courageous gentleman. I like him a lot. We don't always agree on everything. Look, nobody always agrees on everything. Ask my wife. She'll tell you the same thing. But we still love each other, and he's still fantastic. So that said, we can get into very exciting differences of opinion. And that's the nature of America. That's a good thing. And then we can still be buddies, and we are. But my wife sent me a clip of Charlie that I hadn't seen. Charlie has always been a big supporter, obviously, of the United States, but always a big supporter of Israel. Even though his foreign policy ideas, to me, there are little areas that he and I can disagree in. But his heart is in the right place, and his brain is in the right place, too. I want you to listen to this, because he's at this event, and he's being challenged about Israel's existence, Israel's history, because the Palestinians have a propaganda campaign where they want you to believe that they were the first in the Holy Land, and the Jews are the interlopers, they're not the indigenous peoples. And Abbas, who is a terrorist, who was the mastermind behind the 1972 Munich slaughter of the Israeli Olympians, he's pushing out the lies that actually the Jews first formed this faith in Yemen. Yemen? It's just so stupid. But they don't care. But I want you to listen to what Charlie said, because when you go to Israel, you touch the places. You go to the burial site of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's called Hebron. You see where the tribes of Israel came together and formed the Jewish faith. In Shiloh, where they had their tabernacle, very small location and so forth. The Palestinians say, that's our country. You go through the city of David. The city of David really is right there on the outskirts and then into the center of the city of Jerusalem. It is the city of Jerusalem. In other words, it predates it. That's how old this is. And the city of David was created by King David and King Solomon. And you go through there and you touch the walls and you see the steps, and now they have the pool that millions and millions of people went to, this special pool, including Jesus, by the way. Just incredible. And so Charlie references that, and he knows his Bible, and he's not very happy with this constant yammering, yelling from the audience about the Jews, they're in our homeland and so forth. It's the indigenous homeland of the Jews. So here's Charlie Kirk about a month ago. Go.
What religion was Jesus? What did he believe? Obviously he was Jew. Where was Jesus born? Why does that matter?
Born in Bethlehem.
Okay.
In Judea.
And he was raised in Nazareth, and he walked on the water in Capernaum. What country are those places in right now?
What does it matter?
It does matter. You know why? Because when I went to Israel, I came in contact with the living God that walked on water and rose Lazarus from the dead. When I went to Israel, I saw the Bible come to life. When I went to Israel, I saw Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Sarah, Rebecca, and Leah in the Hall of the Patriarchs. When I went to Israel, what I read as Bible stories popped open, and I said, this is the Word of God. This is real. These are not fairy tales or fables or things that we tell our kids. When I went to Israel, I was able to cry where Jesus cried, where he was betrayed by Judas and arrested, where he rose from the dead and gives us eternal life. I am not an apologist for Israel, but I reject wholeheartedly this narrative. Christians who turn their back on Israel, it says in Genesis and Romans and 1 Thessalonians, Paul said, you will bless the Jews. If you bless Israel, you will be blessed. If you scorn Israel, you will be scorned. There is a diabolical, satanic agenda every single day to try and delegitimize the scriptures. And I will defend the Holy Land, the place that let me see where my Lord and Savior lived. And I will not apologize for that.
That's pretty heavy. So I want to salute Charlie for that.
And we're back live. God, what an awful day. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history.
Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Folks, some of America's most cherished values are being challenged. Values like faith, family, and freedom that have guided this nation for generations. That's why I proudly support AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC is the conservative alternative offering not only a strong voice for traditional values, but real benefits and discounts that make a difference in your everyday life. And as a member, you'll receive exclusive discounts and benefits on travel, insurance, prescription services, and so much more, along with helpful tools and resources designed to keep you ahead of the curve. And one of the best parts? You'll get the AMAC magazine packed with insightful content and updates that matter to you. Right now, when you choose a 5-year membership, you'll receive up to 33% off, just over $1 a month. So go to amac.us/Levin, amac.us/Levin. Join right now. Stand with AMAC. Again, that's amac.us/Levin, and help keep America strong.
Looks, charm, smarts. It all adds up to the Mark Levin Radio Show.
Matthew Dowd is a evil monster. Spends his life on MSNBC spewing poison against the president, but now he's stepped over the line. Now he's stepped over the line. And he should be fired. Others have said it, and I want to join that sentiment. Here in part is what he said. Cut 11, go.
We don't know any of the full details of this. We don't know if this was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration, or so we have no idea about this. But following up on what was just said, he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions.
Oh, assassinations? You see, you punk. I don't mean to be rude, but I'm glad I wasn't in the same room with this guy. Seriously. Just another day over at MSNBC with political flim-flam. If you're Trump, you're Charlie Kirk, or you're Rush Limbaugh, or any of these, you know, you deserve it. Pretty much you deserve it, because you're full of hate. You know, these media conglomerates have a responsibility to clean house when they come up against pieces of crap like this guy. They have a responsibility. MSNBC. During our breaking news coverage of the shooting of Charlie Kirk, Matthew Dowd made comments that were inappropriate, insensitive, and unacceptable, said Cutler. Rebecca Cutler, MSNBC president. In a statement, we apologize for his statements, as has he. There's no place for violence in American political or otherwise. Okay, fire his ass. And he's not alone. Here's Katie Turr on MSNBC. Cut 12, go.
Charlie Kirk is a divisive figure, polarizing, lightning rod, whatever term you want to use. Why?
Well, he's one of MAGA's most prominent voices online.
Cut 13, go.
As we were just talking about a moment ago with Alan, after one of the Doge employees was allegedly attacked in Washington, D.C.
What do you mean allegedly attacked? He was beaten to a pulp almost within an inch of his life. Go ahead.
As a justification to send in federal troops into Washington, D.C. to get things under control, the carjacking situation, he used that. And I know it's hard to predict the future, Mark, but you can imagine the administration using this as a justification for something.
I must admit, I'm at a loss to guess as to what happens
I must
next.
Admit that Kerr should go, too. Katie Turd should go, too. That Trump's going to use this as a justification to do something else. I'm at a loss to know what it is. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, are these human beings with hearts and souls? Are they? It's really unbelievable to me that Comcast, that owns MSNBC, well, I guess it sold it to somebody, who knows, but that this is allowed to take place like this. It really is appalling. I mean, you even have Democrat Party leaders for at least one day put aside this sort of stuff and have made actually very responsible statements. But listen to this. This is MSNBC. We'll be right back with you.
You ever just want to turn off the news and ignore politics? It's overwhelming. But we're a citizens of a republic. The decisions made by our government affect our everyday lives. In order to be a good citizen, well, we have to read. We have to understand. We have to know the Constitution of the United States. That's why I'm so excited that Hillsdale College is offering a brand new free online course called The Federalist. Oh, man, I'm going to love this. The Federalist Papers were written primarily by two of America's most important founding fathers, Alexander Hamilton and James Madison. Together, they explain how the United States Constitution established a government strong enough to secure the rights of citizens and safe enough to wield that power. Hillsdale's online course on The Federalist includes 10 lectures, each about 30 minutes long. You can take the course at your own pace. There's no cost to sign up, folks. Go right to levinforhillsdale.com to enroll. It's easy to get started. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com to register for free. LevinForHillsdale.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Shouldn't be optional.
He's passionate.
Just pathetic.
He's funny.
Get off the phone, you big dope.
And you always learn something. Mark Levin is on the radio.
take some calls, folks. Let's see here. I'll just go from the top down, okay? Len in Mineral Well, Texas, XM Satellite. Len, go right ahead, please.
Yes, sir, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm an old infantryman. You know, I never served in combat. I was a Cold Warrior. But when I heard about Charlie Kirk today, I cried.
Mm-hmm.
It broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... It really did. Charlie was a great guy, man.
Mm.
And it just broke my heart, man.
I think, really, everybody who's heard about this, almost everybody, who's not, you know, an ideologue on the left or something like that, is very, very upset. Very upset. And I get what you're feeling completely. I really do.
I'm so mad I can't see straight.
That's where I am now. That's where I am, so pissed off. And this guy's still on the loose. They better find this guy. It's too bad it's not Texas or Florida. But Utah's pretty tough, too. But they better find this guy because... Let's hope he's not running around the countryside for the next 3 months. All right, Len, thank you, my friend. Let's go to Al Munster, Indiana, on the Mark Levin app. Al, go right ahead, please. Is Al there or not? Let's move on. Kathleen, Long Island, New York, the great WABC. Go right ahead, please.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for letting us call in and express our feelings about this horrible day. And I'm trying... My God, this is absolutely horrendous. I'm angry. I'm hurt. I have mixed emotions. And tomorrow's 9/11, yeah. And this is just really bad. And I just wanted to thank you. This show was absolutely beautiful, and I know you didn't prep for it. I'm sure your plans changed with the show. And
we prepped. We had to pull the clips together. But other than that, I was just going to play them and talk about them because what else? What else could I do? I mean, I wanted you all to hear what he had to say from his own voice, his own mind.
Yeah, and I listened to that show live, the one that he played about his book. But I just want you to know there's only two people that reach me 100% when it comes to politics and life and religion, and it's you, and it was, I hate saying his name in the past, but it was Charlie Kirk. And
yeah.
I had this envision that...
Turn it up a little, Rich.
You retire... I had this envision, or vision, whatever, that when you would retire, he would take over for you. He reminded me so much of you.
Yeah.
You know, just...
Well, you know,
just
he had a big radio show on Salem. And not every year, but most years, they have an event in KRLA outside of Los Angeles. And we would go. And two of the guys that sat on the panel... won't be sitting on the panel anymore. One of them is Dennis Prager, at a horrendous accident. And Charlie Kirk, who's been murdered.
31-year-old guy with a family and parents. I can't even imagine, like, if that was my sister, my brother, or anybody. It's just evil. It's just pure evil. There's no mental illness here. It's just pure hatred and evil. It's horrible.
All right, my friend, you're exactly right. Let's go to Fred in Detroit, Michigan, XM Satellite. Go right ahead, please.
Hey, hi, Mark. First things first, my deepest condolences to the Kirk family. That's one thing for sure. And the other thing I have to say about Charlie, there are a couple of things I have to say about Charlie. One thing for sure, as an Orthodox Jewish boy, I have to say that his support for Israel was phenomenal. I watched a lot of his clips on how he defeated those Palestinian students, those pro-Hamas students. It was crazy.
But this is why it's important to remember that Charlie was not thrown in with this cabal and so forth. Charlie was of two minds on the attack on the Iranian nuclear sites. And he was struggling with it. He and I talked about it, and we texted a bit offline. But when it comes to Israel
Israel, the Holy Land. There's no bigger defender. The Prime Minister of Israel knew that. That's why he put out a statement today and said that he'd invited Trelli to actually meet him in 2 weeks, but obviously that's not going to happen.
And the other thing I have to say about Trelli, like one thing you can definitely learn...
Talk a little louder, right into the mouthpiece.
Yeah, one thing for sure I can learn out of Trelli, definitely as a person, and how to speak to future people whenever going to such situations about debates, Trelli always listened to the other side. He let the person talk. That is one thing for sure, and I learned that from Trelli, and he always had a clear answer right away. He let the person talk. He let the person say what they need to say, and from there he would figure out how to respond, and he let them say full sentences. And the other side would not let him sometimes.
Fred. Appreciate you. Let's go to our friend Don, dear friend of mine and the family, who's been with us a long time in Lake Ronkonkoma, New York. Don, how are you?
Well, I'm as equally as saddened and numb as you are, and the loss is coming over. You know, your voice is loud and clear. I got the horrible news that I had a late lunch with my wife and friends. And when I heard about the shooting, I just wanted to come home and immediately pray. And then later I heard our friend Sean Hannity announce his death, and I was upset beyond words. I have watched over and over his social media debates, and Trelli was always respectful to his challengers. Mm-hmm. And I always that's something that always stuck with me, you know. And he would have sometimes the most vile, cruel people screaming and cursing at him, and he still smiled and got his point across. And I'm afraid, Mark, that this tragic loss is going to be with us for a long time, my
it
friend,
is.
Because this the way it happened.
You're 100% right. Thank you, Don. You know, we have a buddy, Josh Hammer, and he went to a Turning Point event, I don't know, a couple months ago maybe, and he was debating this comedian, Dave Smith, who is an anti-Semite, my humble opinion anyway, very vile, is on Rogan's show a lot. And he told me Trelli was very fair. He felt that there should be a debate, and Josh felt that the debate was very, very worthwhile. And so there's that sort of thing that Trelli used to do. Yep. Let's see. I need to pull up another call list here. Let's see. Before we do, I'm dealing with five things at once here, and I apologize. I've been asked to go on a special Fox show, Hannity, 9 to 11. I said okay. I wouldn't normally go, but... I just feel an obligation, certainly, to speak about our buddy Trelli. Everybody's doing it because everybody feels this way. Everybody feels this way. Not an elected official. Not some kind of government official. Didn't serve in the military. And yet, as I said earlier, this is different. The political assassination, the execution. Listen to these words. Of a young man that had his whole life ahead of him, that had a beautiful young family, a wife and two little baby girls, who enjoyed life, lived every moment of it. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't attack physically anybody. This is a young man, a red-blooded American, who used the blessings of this society, of this country, to try and save it, to save the republic. And he went where very few people go and almost nobody's successful, in our high schools and college campuses. Hostile territory. with the various front groups, faculty, administrators. And Charlie was a threat because of his intelligence, because of his strategizing. You know, we hear, we've had people on this program who will say correctly, says, they're black conservatives, and they say, look, Republicans don't come into our communities. They don't ask for our votes. Charlie went into communities and took on professors, assistant professors, associate professors, grad students, left-wing organization leaders, and he allowed them to speak, and he unraveled their arguments. It's a young man, again, who dropped out of college after a couple of weeks, like Rush did. I did something a little differently. I rushed through it because I didn't want to stay there. But they did it their way, and look at these guys. And I know Charlie really admired Rush, and Rush really admired Charlie. And, of course, I admire both of them. It's really let's see here. Where am I, Rich? Okay. I want to talk to you about something foundational. No, let me change that. When was the last time you bragged about your wireless company? Did you know my wireless company gave away 1,000 American flags to deserving vets? Forgave $10 million in veteran debt? Did you know my wireless company raised almost $500,000 to help prevent veteran suicide? In other words, when your wireless company's pure talk, there's a whole lot to brag about. Because they're fantastic, and you can even brag about the coverage you get with Pure Talk, a 5G network that's insanely fast, dependable, and secure. And you can definitely brag about how much you save with Pure Talk. Unlimited talk, text, plenty of data, just $25 a month, saving the average family over $1,000 a year. It's time to just dial #250, say keyword Mark Levin, and save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250, say Mark Levin, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you switch in as little as 10 minutes. Pure Talk, wireless worth bragging about. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond, by J.C. Newman. This exquisite-tasting cigar offers five-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world, made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Guess who's watching Rob Finnerty on Newsmax? President Trump is. He even says Finnerty's show is so terrific. Millions are joining President Trump to watch Finnerty every night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. All this week, Rob looks at the media's war on President Trump. Rob gives you the facts about the National Guard in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. He tells you the real truth about the Jeffrey Epstein files, and he reveals the big media's agenda on Trump's health. You need to watch Rob Finnerty on Newsmax. Check out your local cable system. Newsmax is on all major systems. Or download the free Newsmax app. It costs you nothing, and you can watch in minutes. Finnerty is the fastest-growing primetime news show in America. Find out why even President Trump is tuning in. More than 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Because we are real news for real people.
Driving liberal elites crazy with a dose of common sense. This is the Mike Levin Show. The Mike Levin Show.
All right, I am looking for Mr. Producer. Let's see here. Stick with me. There it is. Found it. I want to talk to you about something foundational. God's covenant with Israel. You heard Charlie Kirk talk about this. This isn't just ancient history. It's alive. It's eternal. Matters today more than ever. When God made his promise to Abraham, I will bless those who bless you, he was laying out a divine principle, a covenant. And that covenant still stands. Supporting Israel isn't just good theology. It's about aligning ourselves with God's plan, not man's politics. History proves it. Those who've stood with the Holy Land and been blessed, that's not coincidence, that's covenant. That's why I proudly support the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For over 40 years, they've been on the front lines, feeding the hungry, rescuing the persecuted, caring for Israel's most vulnerable. They live out the covenant, and God has blessed their work abundantly. To my Christian friends, God bless you. You've been welcome into this story, into this family. You are the family, part of the family. And when you stand with Israel and the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you're standing with the roots of your faith. To learn more, visit levinforthefellowship.org. That's L-E-V-I-N for thefellowship.org. levinforthefellowship.org. Let's see if we can slip a few more calls in here. Where did I leave off, Mr. Producer? All right, just now? Okay, let me grab this, folks. Sorry, a lot of people want to get in. Let's go to Doc. Warminster, Pennsylvania, XM Satellite. Go ahead, Doc.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. And,
yes, sir.
We lost a great, great patriot today. Prayers to him and his, Charlie's wife and beautiful kids. It's gut-wrenching to see these pictures on TV with his wife and two children. And, yeah, I, you know, ever since Clueless Joe declared white supremacy is the greatest threat to America, in the 4 years now, we haven't seen one sign of it.
I'm not really into this, to be honest with you. This isn't where we're going. Not interested in that. Is there a new caller here, Rich, or not? They all look like people we've already dealt with here. Okay, now I have the list. Sorry. Let's go to Dustin, Fort Myers, Florida, XM Satellite. Go right ahead, please.
Mark, as I said to Mr. Callscreen, I'm going to try and do this without crying, but today is a horrible day, not only for our country, obviously for the Kirk family and so many of you that I know that were personally friends with him. And, you know, you mentioned Rush. Obviously, every time I talk to you, I want to pay tribute to the great Rush Limbaugh. But, you know, I feel like my visceral reaction to this today was one, I'm damn angry. Can I say damn on the radio?
Yes, you can, because I'm pissed off, too.
We're all pissed off. And I feel like there's millions of us, Mark. I feel like the best way to pay tribute and to continue the legacy of this great man, yeah, he was a great man, just like you are a great man. So Sean Hannity and Rush, Glenn Beck, so many great people that do this work every day. But he did something that no one else did. He went into the universities and the colleges, and he talked to young people, and this is our future. We got to continue his legacy, and it's human to want to act in the anger, but I feel like we need to just take a step back and go ahead and grieve for a minute, and then we need to carry on his legacy the way that he wanted. Because he
No, cursed. I said that earlier. I agree with you, and I posted that. Many, many young people are going to feel a huge loss here, and they should be angry. And as the days goes on, they should try and fill Charlie's shoes and do as Charlie would do, which was re-engage and be more effective than ever before. So I absolutely agree with you, Dustin. Thank you for your call. Ken, Waterbury, Connecticut, XM Satellite. Go right ahead, please.
Sir, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. And I'm going to reiterate what everybody else did. I'm a very pissed off American patriot right now, and I have three feelings right now, Mark. Quickly, I know you're running out of time. I'm obviously angry, confused, and a big part of me wants action. The anger is the left has been pushing this rhetoric on conservatives for years now, and they need to be held accountable. They keep calling us Nazis and all this other garbage. And they honestly, if these liberals, they're sheep that they have, and I call them sheep, they all nod their heads while they eat their grass. They obviously have mental health issues.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ken. Unfortunately, we're going to have to go. And I want to salute the late, great Charlie Kirk. But today is not the end of this. We will talk about him many, many times, many years over. His influence is enormous. Say a prayer for his family and the country.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.